Meet our ambassadors. Introducing you to your member ambassadors, who will represent the charity as public speakers to tell their stories across the country. Clive Jones. Clive was left fighting for his life after an unprovoked attack while he was still serving in the British Army. Following the attack, he lost his sight in both eyes and has had to overcome significant challenges to rebuild his life. He has been a fantastic role model and source of support to other members for many years and is excited to continue this as a member ambassador. Clive says, "I was put in touch with the charity while I was still in hospital, and after I was discharged, I spent 6 months at the Brighton Centre. I was taught to live again and learnt skills including cooking, ironing and using a computer. I was also trained to use a white cane, which helped me to become more mobile." During this stay, Clive was introduced to archery. He says this turned out to be a life-changing moment. "I initially laughed at the thought of a blind person with a bow and arrow, but gave it a go. I found it very therapeutic and soon signed up to British Blind Sports Archery Section." In blind archery, Clive has achieved significant success. He has been the British Blind Sport Indoor and Outdoor National Champion. He is the IBSA World Silver Medalist and is currently ranked number 4 in Europe and the world. He uses his sporting platform to help others and is the chairman of the Blind Veterans UK Bowmen, encouraging other members to give the sport a try and showing through example what is possible with sight loss. Clive has been supported by the charity for 25 years, and he supports other members by providing mentorship and support to help them adjust to sight loss. Clive is also an active Freemason and has raised over £116,000 for various charities, including Blind Veterans UK, and has contributed to his community through initiatives like installing a defibrillator and making lanyards for the NHS. Clive's dedication has been recognised with numerous accolades, including being named as a finalist for both the Soldiering On Awards and the Pride of Britain Awards, receiving 2 certificates of commendation from the Duke of Kent, and being made an honorary townsman of Market Drayton. In the 2026 New Year's Honours list, Clive was appointed a member of the British Empire for his services to Blind Veterans UK and the military community. Kay Godfrey. Kay enlisted in the Royal Navy in 1983 after being motivated by the Falklands War. After leaving the Navy in 1989, she worked as a bank manager before retraining as a secondary school and A-level history teacher. She says, "I loved bringing history to life in the classroom and inspiring young people with my enthusiasm." In 2022, Kay suffered a stroke and her sight began to deteriorate rapidly over the course of 6 months. She says, "My vision faded like a light bulb being dimmed until I was left with only a small amount of light perception. This time is frightening and deeply isolating. For months, there was no clear diagnosis and I struggled to be understood by medical professionals. It felt as though I'd fallen into a big black hole with no clear way out. The sudden loss of independence was overwhelming. Everyday tasks became exhausting and required intense concentration. Kay found herself sitting at home, unsure how to move forward. She says, "This was the lowest point of my life. I felt that I had no sense of hope for the future." Kay discovered Blind Veterans UK through a leaflet at an eye clinic, and her first experiences with the charity marked a turning point. She says, "At the charity's rehabilitation centre, surrounded by others facing similar challenges, I found understanding, encouragement and belief. For the first time since losing my sight, I felt listened to and supported. It was as if someone had thrown down a ladder when I needed it most." With the help of Blind Veterans UK, Kay rebuilt her confidence and independence, learning new skills and receiving practical support, from adaptive kitchen equipment to techniques that enabled her to navigate the world again. She says, "I have regained the belief that I can try my hand at anything and can now do absolutely everything I thought I had once lost, from baking and shopping to using public transport and socialising with confidence." Kay is excited for the opportunity to give back to the charity as an ambassador. She says, "I am determined to raise awareness so others can access the same life-changing support that I've received." Kay also volunteers as a telephone befriender, offering encouragement and companionship to other members, particularly those who may feel isolated or overwhelmed. A passionate historian, Kay also shares her knowledge through social media, continuing her love of teaching in new ways.